You'd blackmail me? Your own cousin? These are desperate times. He turned to Connie. Give her a few civil cases. Stuff that involves telephone work. I want this one, I said, pointing to the file on Connie's desk. I want the $10,000 one. Forget it. It's a murder. I should never have posted bail, but he was from the Berg and I felt sorry for his mother. Trust me, you don't need this kind of trouble. I need the money, Vinny. Give me a chance at bringing him in. When hell freezes over, Vinny said. I don't get this guy back. I'm in the hole for $100,000. I'm not sending an amateur after him. Connie rolled her eyes at me. You'd think it was out of his pocket. He's owned by an insurance company. It's no big deal. So give me a week, Vinny, I said. If I don't get him in a week, you can turn it over to someone else. I wouldn't give you a half hour. I took a deep breath and leaned close to Vinny, whispering in his ear. I know about Madame Zaretsky and her whips and chains. I know about the boys. And I know about the duck. He didn't say anything. He just pressed his lips together until they turned white, and I knew I had him. Lucille would throw up if she knew what he did to the duck. Then she'd tell her father, Harry the Hammer, and Harry would cut off Vinny's dick. Who am I looking for? I asked Vinny. Vinny handed me the file. Joseph Morelli. My heart flipped in my chest. I knew Morelli had been involved in a homicide. It had been big news in the Berg, and details of the shooting had been splashed across the front page of the Trenton Times. Vice cop kills unarmed man. That had been over a month ago, and other, more important issues, like the exact amount of the lottery, had replaced talk of Morelli. In the absence of more information, I'd assumed the shooting had been in the line of duty. I hadn't realized Morelli had been charged with murder. The reaction wasn't lost to Vinny. From the look on your face, I'd say you know him. I nodded. Sold him a cannoli when I was in high school. Connie grunted. Honey, half of all the women in New Jersey have sold him their cannoli.